98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
For the win.
Get Brendan in the boot.
Please.
98 FM.
No, guys, now I need to stop being such a Becky Mitchell because it'll be really embarrassing if I'm not picked this morning.
Oh, I like that reverse psychology card you just played there, Brendan. Fair play.
Welcome to the chaos that is Matchy Matchy. Just three words, three simple words stand between you and some fabulous prizes as presented to us all now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win a ring doorbell.
Relax for the day in a luxury spa.
Win a €100 voucher for a top Dublin shopping centre.
A toasty maker. A portable blender.
And because you deserve a break, we've booked you a cleaner.
Oh my gosh, great prizes. But I love how they've gone a bit ratati to tea to tea.
Yeah, I think AI Brendan has definitely heard that he's got an Irish passport.
Yeah, he's really milking all the celebrations of that. Yeah. Good morning to Courtney, who's in the car right now. Courtney, how are you?
Good morning.
Courtney, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Hopefully I win.
Oh, fingers crossed you're going to win, Courtney. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings?
So every morning, me and one of my students on the bus, we'd be playing it. So if I don't win this morning, there's going to be murder because I'm young. I have no hope.
Oh my gosh, you're flying solo this morning in Finglas, Courtney. Yeah. Who do you normally match with when you listen along?
You know what? It's a bit of both, but I do feel like more so Rebecca.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, right. Sorry, Courtney, how come you're on your own this morning?
I'm on my way down to get my students. So
gotcha.
We meet and then we get the bus together.
All right.
Ah, brilliant stuff, that's Courtney. Brilliant. Well, let's try and win you these prizes this morning. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
So I'll go with Brendan.
Yay, Courtney, you're such
you
a good
so
person.
Much.
He's thrilled. See you, Brendan. Brendan is off to the booth for the first time in over 2 weeks, so he is super, super happy. Courtney, let's try and get a Matchy Matchy with our Brendan this morning. Are you ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock.
Okay, your first word is garlic.
Bread.
Delicious. Honestly. Fabulous. Right. Garlic bread. Your second word. Dublin.
City.
Dublin City. And your third word this morning, Courtney and Finglas, is beef.
Beef?
Beef. B-E-E-F.
Stew.
Beef stew. Okay. After garlic, you've gone with bread. After Dublin, you said city. And after beef, you've gone with stew. Courtney, are you happy to lock in those three words this morning at Matchy Matchy?
I'm happy.
I love it. You're decisive. You're ready to rock. And we are welcoming our Brendan back into studio. Oh, Brendan, you look thrilled.
So nice in there. There's a glittery curtain.
Oh, it's back, is it?
It's back, yeah.
Okay, Brendan, let's get down to business. It's your first time playing Matchy Matchy in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Let's try and win it for Courtney. Your first word this morning is garlic.
Bread.
Garlic bread. Your second word, Brendan, Dublin. Sorry.
Sorry, that noise was involuntary. There's too many options. Dublin City.
Dublin City. Brendan, your third word. Sorry. The noise is coming out of this man. Brendan, your third word is beef. I don't know why I find that funny. Yeah, beef.
Okay.
Beef.
Beef. The first word that comes to mind is beef stew.
Beef stew. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Courtney, who is in Finglas?
Sorry, I think I broke the TV.
Shaking. Who would have thought the word beef would have me shaking? Courtney, how do you feel?
you know what? I'm actually shaking. The bookman's looking at me here and all saying, what is he doing?
Oh,
I'm
my going, God.
Courtney, you play every morning and you've done it on your own. You've won Matchy Matchy with our Brendan.
I've always got to do when we're in the taxi.
Oh, my gosh. Courtney, you've done it.
Oh, we're so happy for you. You've won all those prizes. A spa day. Spa day for two, a shopping voucher, a toasty maker, a portable blender, ring doorbell, and a cleaner for the day, Courtney. You deserve it.
I don't know. That's what I'd be doing on the weekend. I'd be just enjoying it.
Oh, Courtney.
Courtney, we're so happy for you.
Congratulations. Well done.
Oh, guys!
Oh, my God,
it
amazing.
It's the best meeting ever.
Brilliant.
Courtney, thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. Thank you for listening to 98 FM. And we'll be in touch about your prizes.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Cheers, Courtney. Have a great day.
You too.
I cannot believe this. I cannot believe when you said garlic bread, I said, yes, brilliant.
Yeah.
Dublin. You were so unsure about City. And I was
going
like,
to go Dublin Town, Dublin
and
GAA.
Beef stew. Brendan, do you know what? I wouldn't have known what to say after beef as a vegetarian. It was made for you.
Beef
you were meant
stew.
To be in that booth. Your first time in 2 weeks and you've done it. A win on Matchy Matchy. Congratulations
Congrats
to Courtney.
Courtney.
98 FM. All day. Big breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you have some strange stories on the way.
I do. I've got a sports story kind of on the way this morning. Up first, though, high praise for an animal once dubbed the world's ugliest. The blobfish.
Oh, the blobfish.
The blobfish, in case you don't know what it looks like, it's described as having a bulbous head, huge black eyes, loose, flabby skin, and is so weak that it relies on water pressure to hold itself together.
Same.
Well, great news for the loose and flabby blob because it's just been crowned Fish of the Year in New Zealand.
Sorry, Fish of the Year.
Fish
I love this.
Of the Year, right? So it's a yearly competition held by an environmental group to raise awareness for freshwater and marine life, right? Mm-hmm. Lovely job. The blobfish took home the much sought after award after it secured the most amount of public votes, right?
Did it?
The flabby fish. The flabby fish lives. The flabby fish stepped out to show off its. It lives off the coast of Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it slumps around the seabed at depths of around 4,000 feet. Okay, so when we see it above the surface, it looks like I'm showing Rebecca a photo of it. It looks like this.
Yeah,
you've
meme.
Definitely seen him before. Yeah. So it's all pink and squishy and kind of flat and gooey.
Blobby, blobby, blobby.
But when it goes down deep down under the water, the pressure kind of makes it go. It's sort of, you know, it's like putting on a pair of Spanx.
Yeah.
Brings it in.
Oh, good for Blob.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't know why I think his name is Bob.
Bob the Blob.
Yeah.
Coming in second place at Fish of the Year Awards, because I know you're dying to know, was the Orange Ruffy. And the Orange Ruffy looks like that.
The Orange Ruffy.
You can Google these now. Blobfish and Orange Ruffy.
It's very unusual looking fish.
Yeah, it's a deep sea fish in the slimehead family known for, apologies if you're eating, the mucus canals on its head.
I was going to say what's going on.
Yeah.
A mucus canal. That's a first.
A mucus canal. There
never
you
talked
go.
About that here on Brendan's Bit.
No.
But congratulations to Bob the Blob.
To Bob the Blob. up next, huge emergency call out in New Zealand. High drama, right? Police, rescue helicopter, Coast Guard all dashed to the coastline near Tauranga. Is how I'm going to pronounce it. Somebody made a panicked phone call after they saw two swimmers out of their depth. God love them, right?
Okay.
Helicopter, Coast Guard crews, they searched the area.
They acted fast.
For 45 minutes. Couldn't find anything though. Eventually the police said, look, stand down lads, right? Police spokesperson later explained that the swimmers that the person thought they saw turned out to be geese.
Geese?
Now can I just ask, how could you confuse a goose for a person?
I know, yeah. Should have gone to Specsavers.
And like also, you know, if you think you're hearing someone in distress, you wouldn't really confuse a person for the sound of a geese.
No.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Would you?
Kind of seagull-esque, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, free Animal Farm here this morning.
Very, very much so. The Coast Guard said the caller did the right thing and it's always better to be safe than sorry. I personally now, if I had a helicopter, a police, an entire police force and a Coast Guard
caller,
you'd
be raging.
I'd be mortified.
Yeah, same.
Finally this morning, a football club in Bulgaria has apologised after it held a minute's silence for a former player. right?
Apologising for hope. That's a really nice thing to do.
It's a lovely thing to do.
Mark of respect.
Yeah, the team, which is it's very good and it plays in the country's top division. It held a minute's silence in honour of a fella named Peko Ganchev, okay? So just before kickoff on Sunday, both teams that were going to play each other, they lined up near the centre circle to bow their heads and pay their respects. As you say, a really lovely thing to do. However, before the end of the game, word came through the Peko wasn't dead. Someone got it wrong.
Oh, stop. What? A fake call out for a goose?
Yeah.
And then a dead
footballer who's not dead. The club said the management would like to express a huge apology to Peko and his relatives. They said the club received wrong information about his death.
Oh, dear, dear,
and then
dear.
They said, we wish Peko many more years of good health and to enjoy the success of our team. But to be fair though, nice. Imagine if you were sitting at home watching your old team play and the next thing they're like, and now a moment's silence for Rebecca. I'd be thrilled.
I'd be so frightened.
I'd be flattered. And I'd be watching out to make sure that everyone was crying.
Oh yeah, you were. Like, you didn't look sad enough.
You didn't look sad enough.
You weren't mourning
there.
Me hard enough.
Yeah. So that's a practice trial for when I do pop me clogs. That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.